if you will, and ask God to help us tonight. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful evening, for this night you've given to us to be in our house. Thank you for, oh God, those great campers we had a while ago to come and sing for us and tell us about their camp experience and what you've done for them in their lives. We thank you for the salvation of those who was lost. God, how you confirm in their hearts that they can believe in Christ and be saved. And that's exactly what they've done. I pray, God, tonight that you'll help us just for the next few minutes as we open the bread of life. I pray, God, you'll take it and feed us from heaven, that we'll leave here spiritually stronger than when we come in, that we'll be encouraged not only by each other, but by thy precious word. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, for thy faithfulness. Help now, may we step out of the way and allow God to do what needs to be done. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray. Amen. Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Psalms 56. Psalms 56. I've not preached out of the book of Psalms many times. Now, it's a great strengthening to your heart. It's encouraging to you. There's a particular time you should read Psalms when you're depressed, when you're discouraged, maybe when you're sick and you're fearful. You can always go to the book of Psalms, and these Psalms would help you out. But I want to read Psalms 56 for us tonight and just point out a few things we have here in the book of Psalms 56 that would help us out. Let's look here, if you would. Psalm 56. It says, "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest with my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into the bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" I want to draw your attention to these four words here, the very last part of verse 9. God is for me. God is for me. My friend and I, it's hard for us to believe, but there's a God in heaven who's for his people tonight. If you're saved by God's grace, you've got someone who's sitting upon his throne. His name is God Almighty. He's the Most High God. The Bible says he's the Lord of lords and King of kings. He's sitting upon his throne with his eye upon the earth. He knows every thought we have. He knows every word that we utter. The Bible says he even knows every hair on our head is numbered. God knows so much about us, it's unimaginable how much he knows about every one of us. But God's for us tonight. For God's people, we have a Savior that's for us. He's not against us. The Bible says, "Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world." We've got a Savior tonight that we've not seen, that we've not handled, that we've not touched. But the Bible says, God is for you. God's for you tonight, my friend. Hey, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Tomorrow you might face people at work that does not like you. Tomorrow these campers, these children, might face someone tomorrow that does not like them. Maybe, my friend, tomorrow they're going to have to defeat against the devil who does not like them. Maybe tomorrow you're going to have to go against temptations that's wanting to destroy your Christian life. But I want you to know something tomorrow as you wake up early in the morning and get ready for your day. Hey, that God's for us. Hey, God's not against us, my friend. Hey, God's not in heaven tonight, and he has a big stick in his hand waiting for us to do something wrong so he can just smack us in the head. Hey, tonight we have a loving and tender God who's sitting upon his throne, and he says, "I want you to know something tonight. The people that's called out, the people that's a Christian, the people that's my people, the people that's a bride of Christ," he said, "I'm for you tonight." Here the psalmist was having an awful time. These people was against him. These people want to destroy him. These people want to take his life. Do you ever have someone against you in such a mighty way they've done everything they could to try to get at you, to try to hurt you, to try to harm you? We've all got people to put up with. We've all got family members to put up with. We've all got the devil to put up with. If you're a Christian, you have a rootin' tootin' devil who does not like you. He's waiting to devour you. The Bible says he's walking about seeking who he may devour. And by the way, if you let him, he will. If you let the devil devour you, he will. He's seeking about who he may devour. My friend, you remember that old game we used to play, Simon Says? And Simon Says, touch your nose, and you touch your nose. Simon Says, take a step forward, you take a step forward. You remember them old games we used to play? We used to play Mother May I. Remember Mother May I? And some of us say, take a step forward, and you say, Mother May I? And she said, yes, you may. You take a step forward. She say, take three hops forward, and you'll say, Mother, may I? And she say, yes, you may. You'll take three hops forward. Here the devil say, that says, may I destroy your Christian life. If you'll stand up and say, no, devil, you may not destroy my Christian life, because I've got a God in heaven who's for me tonight. I've got a church who's backing me up. I've got the Holy Ghost of God who's leading me and guiding me in all truths. I've got that wonderful Spirit tonight who's a great comforter to me. Hey, my friend, if you don't give the devil permission, he will not devour you, because God's for us. We've got a God in heaven that's for us. I remember going to school and a lot of people against you. I remember growing up, a lot of people against you. I remember working at Bloomington Mills, a lot of people against you. I remember coming to church, a lot of friends turn against you. But here the Bible says God's for us. God's for you tonight, young people. We got young people here, and we got no young people in the middle. We got some young people on my right. And tonight, my friend, I want to tell you that God's for you tonight. We tell our young people to do something great for God. Do something big for God. You realize our young people does not have to wait till they get old to do something great for God. They can do something great for God now. While they're young at a tender age, they can be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever it doeth shall prosper. We've got children now who can do something great for God, because God is for them. God's not against them. He says, suffer not the children to come unto me. Christ Almighty was for children coming to him and sitting on his lap. I think about Charles Haddon Spurgeon. You might like him, you might not, but Charles Haddon Spurgeon was a man, a great preacher who loved children. He would put pennies in his pocket, and back in those days, pennies amounted to a whole lot more than what it amounted to now. And he would sit down in a congregation of young people and allow the children to come sit on his lap, and he would always take a penny out of his pocket and give it to all the young children that was around him. I think about other preachers. I think about a young man that used to come to his church here. Always had a bowl of candy. He would always give it out to young people as he saw them going to children's church. And Mr. Hutt would pass it out and give it out, because they love young people. We've got young people in our church that we just need to love. Hey, we've got young people in our church that God's for tonight. Hey, God's for every mom and daddy here tonight. Hey, God's for every grandmama and grandpapa here tonight. Hey, God's for every saved person here tonight. But listen to the sound of my voice. If you're lost to know without Christ, hey, God's for you tonight. He wants you to get saved by God's amazing grace. I wouldn't wait to the invitation. If you need to be saved tonight, you run to this altar and receive Christ as your Savior, because you've got a God in heaven who's for you tonight. He's for you tonight. Now, we have some government people who's against you. You might have some neighbors who's against you. You might have some so-called friends who's against you. Thank God we've got a God that's for us. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, Solomon said, I will not fear what flesh will do unto me. Oh, they might hurt you. You might get hurt. I remember the very first day of camp, Monday. They broke us up into cabins, and we went to our cabins, and they broke them up into teams, and we had, I believe, 9 teams for the boys, and my team, we had to play a particular sport, and that particular sport was wanting to win so bad, they encouraged me to get out there and participate with them, and being a good sport I am, I went out there to participate, and got hurt the very first night of camp. That's how it goes. You know, you get someone like me who's wide open, who wants to win and win and win. Got hurt the first night, Brother David. I fell on my elbow on a concrete floor. You say, well, that's not real bad. It's real bad when you split your skin open where you can see your bone. It's real bad when your hand swells up almost twice the size as it normally should be. But you got a pastor who toughed it out. Went all week long suffering for Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer. And that's what I've done. I suffered. But my friend, we got young boys and girls who we need to let them see Christ in us. My friend, all things is against us. All things will hurt us. By that gymnasium floor. By them boys coming by and they know my arm was hurting and hitting the back of my arm and saying, hey, go get them again. Go get them again. Got a lot of things against us. For the one who created everything, who spoke this world to existence, who breathed the breath of life into every one of our lungs, is for us tonight. I want to tell you three things. Because we've got a God that's for us. Because we've got a God for us. You say, preacher, how do you know He's for us? Because He loves you. You got a God in heaven and out who loves you. Hey, that's something, folks. I remember going to high school and having some little girlfriends and thought I knew what love was. And you write them a love letter. I love you very, very, very much. And 2 weeks later, when they want to give you the dessert off the tray, you break up with them and find another girl. You know what God says? God says, I love you with everlasting love. He says, I love you when you was unlovable. The Bible says that God commended His love towards us and that while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. He commended His love. He showed His love towards us while we blasphemed His name, while we cursed God and rebelled against God and we sinned against God. God still loved us enough in His foreknowledge to send Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago to die for our sins. You say, preacher, how do I know God's for me tonight? How do I know God's for me tonight? Because God loves you with everlasting love. We get upset sometimes, we get discouraged sometimes, we get depressed sometimes, but you've got a God in heaven who loves you with everlasting love. There's nothing you've ever done to cause God to start loving you. He just loves you from the very beginning. Before this world was ever formed, He knew you was going to be here, and He loved you before you was even formed or created. I remember when I met my wife, I wooed her with my charm. I made my wife fall in love with me. Or she made me fall in love with her. I can't remember which. But I've never done anything to cause God to fall in love with me. He's always loved me. And I want to tell you something else. He will always love me. Have I ever come short? Have I ever failed God? Let me ask you, have you ever failed God? Have you ever come short in your Christian life? Of course, all of us have. Hey, we've got these young people in our church services. We've got these young people who's with us tonight. And they got many years, I hope they got many years to serve God. Will these young people ever come short of what they should have in their Christian life? Of course. Now, they will choose to sin. They don't have to sin. But because we live in this world and live in this flesh, they probably will sin. They probably will get tempted by the devil and get tripped by his devices and get hit by his fiery darts. And they probably sin against God. But God's a God of a second chance. And God's a God who's for us, who loves us and adores us, my friend and I. He's a God who can use these young people no matter what family condition they grew up in, no matter what lifestyle they grew up in, no matter what side of the tracks they grew up on. Hey, God can use them tonight because He's for them, because He loves them. And He loves you tonight too. Grandmama, Grandpapa, you're getting old enough now where you just do good to sit there. You just do good just to get up and get dressed and come to church. You're not able to do what you used to do for the Lord. Hey, God still loves you. God still loves you. You don't have to work to get God to love you. You don't have to accomplish so many tasks and so much jobs and so many work for God to love you. God loves you with everlasting love. No matter if you lift one more finger to serve God or not, or you go full guns for God till you die, I want to tell you God's for you tonight. We get out there more we do. The more we can accomplish, the more we can serve, the more we can run ourselves to death, God be well pleased with us. I think about Jesus Christ. Before He even performed one miracle, before He even preached one message, before He even done one thing, when He got baptized on the Jordan River and come out, and the dove come and let it upon His shoulder, and we heard the voice of God, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. He was well pleased with Jesus before Jesus done any kind of work, any kind of miracles, preached any kind of message. You say, preacher, if I don't do this and if I don't do that, God won't be pleased with me. I'm going to tell you tonight, God's for you and God loves you. It don't matter how much you work, how much you serve. Of course, we need to serve Jesus and work for the Lord. We'll get that in a few minutes, but I want you to know, folks, God's for you. Sometimes a pastor might drive you crazy. Had a pastor ever drive you crazy? Huh? My wife raises her hand. My son raises his hand. Hey, I'd drive you crazy if you'll let me. Won't I, Brother David? I'd drive you crazy. And if I let you, you'll drive me crazy. But I'm not serving you and you're not serving me. We're serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And He's for you tonight. He loves you tonight. You say, preacher, how do I know God's for me tonight? Not only because He loves you, but because He created you. He's for you tonight because He breathed the breath of life into you. Sometimes we look at our young boys and girls, and no doubt at a certain age they're living in, they wish they could change something about themselves. You ever been there, adults, where you wish you could change something? I've always wanted to be 200 pounds, 6 foot tall. I've reached one of those goals. I'm 5'8", 5'9", somewhere along there. So you know which one I reached. I wish there's probably some things I could change about myself. I wish I could change my speech. I wish I could speak clearer. I wish I don't have to stutter like I do sometimes. But God's formed me. God created me the way I am. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Tonight, my friend, we heard a great message at camp. You need to love Jesus. You need to love yourself. You need to love others. Probably the hardest thing there is to do is love yourself. These young girls are going to grow up and see people on TV that they wish they could be like. These young boys are going to grow up and wish they could be like other boys on TV, maybe a professional baseball player or a football player or an NBA star or something like that. Hey, we have to realize that God's for us because He made us in His image. He's made us exactly like He wants us to be. Is there things I wish I could change about me? Yes. But because of the problems I have, it keeps me humble enough to keep on my knees and keep on my face before God and realizing God's going to have to help me. If we didn't have the problems we have, then we wouldn't have to trust in the Lord. I think about a great preacher. I admire him. I honor God, but I admire the preacher. I admire what God has done in his life. His name is Clarence Sexton. He's been through, I believe, two or three back surgeries already. For the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years, he's been walking around in pain. He's got a limp. He walks around with a limp and he's embarrassed by it, but he says it keeps him humble. He just had a surgery on his spinal cord, on his neck and his back. That's going to help out with a few things, problems that he has. But he said, in all this, it helps me to keep my eyes on the Lord. We got young people here, maybe they're not as bright as other people. We got a fellow back here, Rennie. Rennie's a real smart, intelligent young boy. I've got to spend a week with Rennie. I got to spend the week with him Monday through Friday. I watched him play. I watched him read his Bible. I watched him underscore. I watched him listen to the preacher as he preaches and actively involved in the games. I watched Rennie made friends. Rennie was an all-around great camper. I appreciate spending time with Rennie and him going to camp. God made him exactly like God wanted him to be. God made Faith the way God wanted her to be. God made y'all the way God wanted y'all to be. How do you know God's for you tonight? Because He created you in His image. He's made us exactly like He wanted us to be. And God makes no mistake. The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. In God's mind, He's made us exactly how He wants us to be. Some of us are short. Some of us is tall. Some of us is skinny. Some of us is happy. But God's made us all different. He made us all in His image like He wants us to be. How do you know God's for you tonight? Because He loves you, because He created you, and because, my friend, He provides salvation for you. Tonight, any one of you can get saved. These children at camp profess Christ. They profess faith in Christ. They got saved by trusting in Christ, and that can happen to any one of us tonight that's lost, that needs to be saved. Hey, the reason you know God's for you tonight, because He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. We get an idea that God's in heaven waiting to damn us to hell. We're waiting for God to send His wrath upon us. We're waiting for God just to curse us and send us to our doom. But hey, God's for you tonight, and God loves you tonight, and God formed you tonight, and God created you tonight, and God wants you to come to Him tonight and trust in His dear Son for salvation. He loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but my friend, have everlasting life in God and in heaven. Hey, tonight, God's for you because He loves you. You because He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to save your unworthy soul. Because God's for us. I'm going to give you three things real quick that I wish you to do. Do you realize tonight God's for you? If God wasn't for you, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have breath in your lungs. you wouldn't have the ability God's given to you. Because God's for us, you know what we should do? We should praise Him. Look here, if you would, what it says in verse 10. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. My friend, I believe we're praising God when we praise His word. When we just take God's word as God's word and live according to God's word. We because God's for us tonight, we ought to praise God. Tonight they sung a song about a shark. A comical song. I enjoyed listening to them. I didn't enjoy participating, but I enjoyed listening to them. They had a good time with it. They liked it. They highly enjoyed the shark song. They've got other songs we dare not sing for you. But they had a wonderful time. All of them's clean songs. Nice songs. But you know what? We need to teach our young boys and girls. It's all right to praise the Lord. It's all right to lift up holy hands. It's all right to say amen. It's all right. It's all right to get emotionally involved in what's going on as long as you worship God in spirit and truth. Now, all of us can get emotionally high on the songs, on the preaching, and it would avail to nothing. But as long as we serve God and worship God and praise God in spirit and in truth, and my friend, there's a time to praise God. And my friend, we should praise God because He's for us tonight. He's not against us, but because He loves us, because He created us, because He saved us, we ought to praise God tonight, my friend. Hey, we've got a Savior who's worth praising. Hey, we've got a God who's worth lifting His name up in a lost and dying world and let people know there's still of God in heaven who's for every one of His people. Children tonight, you've got a God who's for you. You've got a pastor who's for you. You've got mamas and daddies who's for you. You've got brothers and sisters in Christ who's for you tonight. And because of our great God, we should praise Him tonight. You sit there all you want and be quiet and let your opportunity pass you away. Here Christ said He can even make the rocks take our place and praise Him. But I don't believe our Savior wants a rock to praise Him. I believe our Savior wants His people to lift His name up in holiness and praise Him for who He is. We're raising a generation. I want you to listen to me. We're raising a generation who believes we've got a God who's worthy to be quiet about. They believe we've got a God who's worthy to be quiet about. Don't mention them in school. Don't mention them on the playground. Don't mention them in Walmart. You come to church, just sit there and wait till the preaching is over and go home and not discuss anything else. But now, my friend, if you know God as I know Him, you should praise Him. Because if it weren't for God, I'd be in hell. How about you? If it weren't for God, I probably wouldn't be celebrating a Father's Day like I did today. How about you? If it weren't for God, I wouldn't have the family and have the life I have now. How about you? We got a God who deserves to be praised and all that, but we got a God who deserves to be trusted. Look what the Bible says here. It says in verse 11, "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me." Turn back, if you will. Let's look here at verse 3 or verse 4. "What time I was afraid, I would trust in thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust." Because God's for you tonight, you can praise Him. Because God's for you tonight, young people, hey, you can trust God. Sometimes we'll let you down. People will. Have you ever had somebody let you down? Maybe a man, maybe a woman, maybe a family member. We've all had. But tonight, God's never let you down. God's never failed you. God's never disappointed you. And tonight, my friend, because God's for us, we can trust Him. Very simple message tonight, but I believe there's some great truths here. Because God's for us, we need to praise His worthy name. As you sing in the choir, I encourage the choir to sing out for God's glory. Hey, just sing out and let it go. As we sing these congregational songs, hey, sing out. Let the neighbors hear our voices. Hey, let our neighbors hear the wonderful songs of Zion as we sing about our Savior. Hey, I think about these campers. All the way back, the 4-hour drive, all the way back home, they sung these songs and they slept and they woke up and sung these songs and slept and woke up and sung these songs. You know what they was doing? They wasn't sitting there letting it bubble up on the inside till it hurt them. Hey, they let it spew out. They let it get out of their body. They praise God. They worship God. Hey, they honor God as they're singing these songs because they're singing about our Savior. They wasn't singing no Hannah Montana songs. They wasn't singing some kind of Michael Jackson songs. They wasn't singing some kind of Elvis Presley songs. They were singing songs about our Savior. Hey, thank God for that. Our young boys and girls are going to grow up and learn songs about Jesus Christ that will honor Him. They need to praise Him. And they need to trust Him. Young boys and girls, you're growing up. You'll get married one day. Hopefully you'll get married one day. Get out of the house. But you can trust God to give you the right person. If you wait on God, He'll give you the right person. I'd rather wait on God a whole lifetime and never get the right one than marry the wrong one and look for him all night long. If you marry the wrong one, you won't have a life like Christ wanted you to have. Now, you can make the best out of a bad situation, but you won't have the life Christ wants you to have. But if you'll just trust Him, He'll make things right. I wish to God when I was a young boy I learned to trust Jesus. I wouldn't have had to go through some of the mistakes I made. You ask any adult in here that got saved as they was an adult, they wish they would have got saved younger. They wish they would have got saved younger. So they wouldn't make stupid mistakes. So they wouldn't have to carry around scars. So they wouldn't have to carry around baggage. You can't see it tonight, but every one of us who's got saved at an older age, we're carrying around baggage with us. We're going to have to take the rest of our lives till we go to the grave. Now, God's forgiven us. In God's mind, it's all gone. But in my mind, it's still there. And I can remember it. And I can go back and I can see it. I can almost experience the same emotions that I had then. My friend, I'm saved now, but I'm carrying around baggage with me because I didn't get saved at a young age. And I didn't learn to trust in Jesus at a young age. I'm going to encourage every one of us tonight, just trust Jesus for more. Just trust Jesus for more. Hey, just trust Jesus for more. Hey, God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. I believe God's got something great planned for Open Door Baptist Church, and all we have to do is just walk out by faith and just trust in Jesus and just trust Jesus and just trust Jesus. Encourage our young people to trust Jesus. And only is God for us, and we should praise Him, we should trust Him. Well, let's look at this last verse, if you will. And that is what the Bible says. Last verse in verse 13. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Not only should we praise Him, not only should we trust Him, but folks, tonight we should serve Him. Because God's for us, we should serve Him. Tonight, because God's for us, folks, we should live for Him. I can't think of anyone better to live for than Jesus Christ, can you? What He's done for me, what He's done for you, can never amount to what we can do for Him. We can't earn salvation. We can't merit salvation. We're not working because He saved us. We're not working to keep ourselves saved. Hey, we're working because His love constrains us. And because of what He's done for us on the cross of Calvary, we're not serving in order to get stuff from God. We're serving because of what God's done for us, how God saved us, and how God changed us, and how God keeps us by His power. Hey, my friend and I, God's for every one of us tonight, and we should praise Him, and we should trust Him, and we should serve Him. We had a young boy in our cabin. What was his name? Justin Jesse? I believe his name was Jesse. He was 9, 10, 11 year old. He was a young boy, 9, 10, somewhere along there. He answered the call to preach during camp. Thursday evening, we had a time of testimony, and every young boy went through the cabin, and we asked every young boy to tell us something God's done for you this week, and they went through, some got saved. So one young boy raised his hand and said, I believe God is going to bring my daddy back home. He said, I'm going to pray about it every day until God brings him back home. And we went through the cabin. One young boy that had a cast on his arm, he lifted his hand up and said, I believe God's called me to preach. Can a young boy 10 years old know that? He can. If he's saved by God's grace, he's got the same Holy Spirit of God I've got, the same Holy Spirit of God you've got. He's got the same Bible you and I have. He's got the same God we have. And God can reveal His perfect will to that young boy the same way He can me, my friend. Hey, we've got a God who's for us tonight, who we need to praise His holy name, and we need to trust Him, and we need to serve Him. It's never, you're never too young to serve Jesus. You're never too young. We got some growing up in our church. They might be missionaries one day. You know, it breaks my heart. We don't have a missionary out of our church that's planting churches around the world. I'm praying for that. It could be your child. It could be my child. But I believe God's worthy to be served. We got young girls who's growing up who's going to maybe teach Sunday school one day or do this or do that. We got young boys who might be pastoring this church. Who would ever believe 8 years ago I would have been a pastor? Not me. Not my wife. Not anybody. But it's amazing how God works, ain't it? Because He's for us tonight, folks. We should give Him our undivided love. We should give Him our ourselves, and we should praise Him because of who He is, and we should trust Him because He's for us, and we should serve Him because He's for us. You've got a God and Savior tonight in heaven. He's not against you. He's for you. He's for you. He's loved you. He's created you. He's saved you. My friend and I, He's not waiting for you to make some mistake so He can cast you into hell. He's sitting upon His throne with His nail-pierced hands lifted up, making intercession for all His children. You know what the Bible says? God is for you. You know, people tonight, you know what I want to tell you? God's for you. God's for you tonight. God loves you tonight. And God wants the very best for you. If you'll just come to trust in Jesus and serve Him. Don't serve Him because of what He can do for us. Serve Him because of what He's already done for us. Because He gave His Son, Jesus Christ. God's for you tonight, folks. I don't know what you're facing, what you're going through, what problems you have. But God's for you. God loves you. Thank God for Jesus. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for all the ones that's here. Lord, a very simple thought tonight that God's for us. My God, I'm going to need this week. As problems arise in our lives, as situations occur that we can't fix, that we can't change, that we don't know how we'll get out of, we can look back on this Sunday evening and realize that God's for us tonight. You're going to be for us tomorrow. You'll be for us next week and next month and next year. God, I thank you tonight that we have a God that's greater than anything in the world. We've got a God tonight that we can put our eyes upon and trust and serve and praise. You're for us. You're for your people tonight. You're here to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. And I thank you for that. I pray, God, these young folks here, the older folks alike, will come to learn to trust in Jesus more. We've trusted you for salvation. We're going to trust you when we take our last breath. But help us to trust you while we're still breathing. While we still have opportunity to serve you, may we trust you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. The heads bowed, eyes closed, the invitation begins, the altar's open. Beloved, God's for you tonight. If you've got a problem, God's for you. If you're in a situation tonight that's out of your hands, God's for you tonight. By the way, let me tell you, if you're lost, you're not living for the Lord, you've not come to trust in Christ for salvation, I want to tell you something. God's for you tonight. God loves you tonight. And God's willing to save you if you'll just come to trust in Him. You take God at His word when He says, come to me, all that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Don't you want rest? Don't you want peace? Don't you want happiness? The world can give that to you, but not like Jesus can. Won't you come to Christ? Won't you come and trust in Christ tonight? Because He loves you. Because He's willing to save you if you'll come to Him. Upon the authority of God's word, I have the right to tell you that God will save you if you repent of your sins and confess Christ tonight. Folks at altar, God's for you. No matter what situation you're in, no matter what problem you have, no matter what you've done or didn't do, God's for you tonight. God loves you tonight. God wants to help you tonight. If you'll just trust in Him, If we just confess our sins to Him, if we just keep our eyes upon Him, I keep on saying, if we, like it depends upon us. It all depends upon God. But God's for you. God loves you. God can take care of you. Just come to learn to trust Jesus. Just trust Jesus. One more verse of that song. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Would you trust Him tonight? Say, Pastor, I don't know, you don't know the problem I'm in. You don't know the problem I'm facing. But Jesus does. Jesus knows all about it. He says, cast your care upon me. Our care for you. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Father God, we love you. We thank you for thy goodness, thy faithfulness in our lives, for the precious word of God, how it helps in the time of need. Lord, I thank you for the wonderful people that's here tonight. I pray you'll bless them as they go home, as they get ready for tomorrow's activities, maybe work or anything else that they've got planned for tomorrow. I pray you give them safety, protect them. God, as we live our daily lives this week, may we realize that God's for us. You're in heaven tonight. God, you're looking down upon your people, and you're for us. You love us. You care for us. And you're there to provide for us. I thank you for being a great Father. I want to tell you, Lord, on this Father's Day, Happy Father's Day to you. You've been my Heavenly Father now for almost 9 years. And I thank you for that. Thank you for thy faithfulness in my life, in my family, and in this church. Lord, I love you tonight, and I hope my life will show that I'm still in love with Christ. Help me to trust you more, to praise you more. Help me to tell others about my Savior, because you're